Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. After a five-year break, they'll be rocking again in Oshkosh this summer. Festival organizers just announced the Crossroads 41 Hard Drive Rock Music event scheduled for August 9th at Oshkosh Festival Park. The artist lineup will be announced in just a couple weeks on April 13th. Tickets go on sale April 17th. With Brewers opening day coming up this Thursday, the team and DOT are reminding people about new game day traffic plans. There are a lot of orange barrels around American Family Field. A new website is up with graphics and alternate travel options. See more at brewers.com/traffic. Transportation officials say the goal is to keep all ramps at the Mitchell Interchange open for fans. There will be extra sheriff's deputies assigned to help with traffic getting out. The Brewers will play ball at 1:10 this Thursday against the White Sox. The DNR says more than 2,000 deer tested positive for chronic wasting disease during last hunting season. That's out of almost 17,000 samples statewide. Most positives were seen in the southern farmland zone. New cases turned up in several counties, including the first wild detection in La Crosse County. The DNR says steady testing helps track the disease and protect the state's deer herd. Jesse Vang, one of two people charged in connection to the death of Elijah Vu, filed three motions in Manitowoc County Court yesterday. Vang is asking for some evidence to be excluded, as well as a change of venue for his upcoming trial. Three-year-old Elijah Vu disappeared in February of 2024 and was found dead later that fall. People in the Two Rivers community and beyond spent months searching for the child. Vang and the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, are both facing felony charges, including physical abuse of a child and hiding a corpse. Prosecutors have until April 20th to respond to Vang's requests. A hearing is set for May. Wisconsin has seven names on Forbes' annual list of the world's wealthiest people. Beloit business owner Diane Hendricks ranks highest, with a fortune estimated at more than $22 billion. She co-founded ABC Supply and is also known for her political donations to Republican causes. John Menard Jr., Judy Faulkner, James Cargill II, and three S.C. Johnson family members also made the list. A sign honoring Harry Houdini is being installed in Appleton this year. A historic marker dedicated to the one-time resident has been approved for the south side of Houdini Plaza. The legendary magician and illusionist grew up in Appleton after being born in Hungary. The 100-year anniversary of Houdini's death will be commemorated this Halloween. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is joining a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration over an executive order affecting voting. The order would create voter eligibility lists and restrict mail-in ballots for people not included. The White House says the move is meant to prevent non-citizens from voting. Attorney General Josh Call says such cases are rare, and current systems ensure election integrity. Call joined 22 other attorneys general and a governor in asking a court to block the policy, arguing that election authority belongs to the states. Governor Tony Evers is reopening the door for inmates to seek sentence reductions for the first time in a quarter century. He signed executive orders to set up a commutation advisory board with eligibility focused on rehabilitation and good behavior. People convicted of sexual assault or trafficking a child won't qualify, though some serving time for homicide could. Evers says lawmakers need to get serious about criminal justice reform to cut prison costs and overcrowding. Put your phone down. That's the warning from Wisconsin State Patrol as construction season picks up. The agency's April Law of the Month highlights safety in work zones and emergency areas. Drivers can be fined for using a handheld phone, and double penalties apply when crews are working. State Patrol leaders say one quick look at a phone can be all it takes for a life-changing crash. Gas and electric bills in Wisconsin are set to rise in 2027. Madison Gas and Electric says electric bills will increase by about $5 a month, with gas bills rising around $1.50. Company officials say the increases are needed to invest in renewable energy and ensure reliable service. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Boston, where the Milwaukee Brewers open a three-game series tonight at Fenway against the Red Sox. The Brewers coming off an 8-5 win over the Royals Sunday. The crew is scoring more runs with two outs than any other team in the major leagues. Are they relentless? Pat Murphy.
That's exactly what it is. It's relentless. These guys know that two outs means you're two-thirds done with the inning. That's it. That third is a lot. There's a lot left. You know, two outs proved to be a big part of every game.
NBA, Milwaukee with a 131-115 win over the Grizzlies. Meanwhile, the NBA continues to investigate why the Bucks won't allow Giannis to play. Doc Rivers.
The tough part about all this is I'm in the middle and I have nothing to do with it. Coaches don't decide any of this. But the problem with our league is the coaches are the ones sitting out front, and we have to sit here and answer this stuff.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a little light snow possible this afternoon. We'll get around or less than an inch by the time it winds down early this evening. Our high today, 40 around noon, but then temperatures will drop later today. Tonight down to 20. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.